General MacArthur, sir, one of our great heroes. Certainly one
and
of our
the, an unskilled part-time preacher, you'd call a what? Not an ordained clergyman.
An unskilled part-time preacher.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily unskilled, but not an ordained minister.
I think the name, the word slips by. I don't remember what it is.
Okay. You know the name of the man who condemned Sacco Vanzetti?
The man who condemned?
Yes, the man who was presided over the trial.
Jesus, I don't remember that.
Okay, what's, he was a what, though?
Man a judge.
And a boy attending school is a what?
Student. Pupil, I don't know.
And a woman who takes shorthand is a what?
A woman who takes shorthand is a stenographer.
Yeah, that's correct. And her job is either a stenographer or what? What's Elsie Temple in the English department? She's the department of what?
Departmental drudge.
All right.
What is she? The secretary. Oh, that's.
And the members of the city council are the what?
Aldermen.
And within each. In each ward, you have a number of what?
Precincts.
And someone says, are you a Canadian? You say, no, I'm what?
I'm an American.
I was just saying, just.
I am an American. I never say that, though.
All right. But would you just say it rapidly in an ordinary sentence?
I'm an American.
Some neutral and derogatory terms for a rustic.
Hillbilly, corn-fed, neutral?
Oh. Either, it doesn't make a difference.
Oh, for a rustic.
You can just call him a corn-fed?
Yeah.
As a noun?
I've used it.
Okay, good.
There are lots of them, but I can't...
That's all right. The man who brings the... delivers the mail is a what?
Mailman.
The man who picks up the refuse is a...
Garbage man.
If someone was trying to urge you along, you know, and you might say to him, he says, "Come on, let's go, Alan." You say,
"Just a minute." Hold your pants on.
All right. If you're riding on a train and you're coming into this city, you might ask the conductor, "How what is it to what?"
How far is it to 16th Street?
All right. To what city, though?
Oh, you mean, how far is it to Chicago?
All right, and do you ever use look here? Either jesting, you know, feigning seriousness?
Yeah,
you know?
Sometimes.
Would you say that?
Look here.
Would you ever use it seriously?
I don't know. Probably.
If you want to know the frequency, something happened, or the number of times a person did something, you might say, "What do you play golf?"